Let's move into underreported stories now. Erica C. Barnett, what is your choice for underreported story?
The payday loan situation in the state legislature. So there's a new bill that would essentially undo a bunch of reforms on short-term payday loans. Currently, you can get a up to $700 loan, and it costs you $795. And it's a short-term loan for a couple weeks, you know, hence the name payday loan. What they're trying to do is change it to a longer-term loan called an installment loan that you could pay back over months. And, of course, the interest would continue to accrue during those months, so the payday loan industry would make a lot more money. I think that hasn't been reported enough, and the fact that, you know, it's possible that now a $700 loan will cost you nearly $1,700 if you pay it all back on time. So, and a lot of Democrats are supporting this, and I think they need to be called out a little more than they have been.
And, of course, those loans tend to target the least able to pay among all of us. Those are the people who are getting these kind of loans because they don't have access to traditional bank loans, right?
Exactly.
All right. Underreported story. Phyllis Fletcher, what's your choice?
Well, I had an underreported story. It was for like a 24-hour window. And I had to like talk myself down and realize this was part of a cycle. So there was a very alarming kidnapping in the town of Sprague, Washington, that part of the reason it even made it into the news as much as it did was because part of it was captured on video. And the reason it was caught and did not go farther than it did was because of children who chased this guy. And then he was gone. He was just gone. And there's that like kind of 24-hour period where you're like, oh, my God, what's happening? And that's when I was like, this is my undercovered story of the week. Wah. But then it's like, sure enough, when they caught a suspect, hopefully the right person, it was back in the news. And that was, for me, one of those moments of realizing I don't get to know everything. And the police do need to keep certain things not public while they have an active investigation, which they always tell us. And sometimes that's great to know. And sometimes you're like, I don't know if that's really an excuse for not telling me what you're not telling me. But now they have a suspect in custody. It's back in the news.
Thank you, Phyllis. And Barrett Anderson, what's your undercovered story?
Yeah, so I actually tend to think that our national political representatives are undercovered in general in Washington State, particularly in Seattle and at a local level. But this week, one thing that came out on that level was Oregon Senator Ron Wyden was talking to BuzzFeed, did an interview with BuzzFeed, and they asked him if intelligence agencies have domestic surveillance programs that the public is still unaware of. And his response was, yeah, there's plenty of stuff. But he declined to say anything more because he said it's all classified. And I think this is
– Thank you, Ron.
Right. Very helpful. But, I mean, it does tease at, you know, there is so much going on at a national level that affects us here locally around security and domestic surveillance right now. So I think this Wyden comment is really just like a window into – this fact that there's a lot more going on that the public at large doesn't know about. I mean, I don't mean to be a fearmonger, but I think it's interesting to know that here's someone who's a senator who's a pretty good record on this kind of stuff, and he's like, yeah, you guys should probably be asking more questions.